The Wall Street Journal is reporting that German Chancellor Angela Merkel has decided to open up her country to imports of natural gas from the United States, something President Trump suggested to loosen Russia's grip on Germany. Last year, Pennsylvania produced nearly 20% of America's natural gas, much of it through the drilling process known as fracking. One of the byproducts of that process is millions of gallons of wastewater, which is laden with toxic chemicals. And much of that wastewater gets trucked across the border from Pennsylvania to eastern Ohio, where it's pumped back into the ground. As Julie Grant of the Allegheny Front reports, residents in at least one Ohio county say they've had enough.
Michelle Garman used to marvel at the 22 acres of land around her home in Vienna, Ohio, less than 10 miles from the Pennsylvania border.
I would lean out my back window and look and say, oh my God, you know, I've never dreamed of owning this much land.
Garman didn't know much about fracking then, let alone frack waste disposal wells, but she had to learn quickly. An injection well was built on the property right next door.
Where you're looking at tanks and cement and fencing, it was trees and deer and turkey and blue jays. I never see them anymore.
Like many people around here, she remembers New Year's 2011.
Saturday's 4.0 quake near Youngstown, Ohio, comes one day after the state shut down operations at a fluid injection well.
That's a report from CNN. Fracking can cause its own problems with earthquakes, but the state determined that this and other smaller quakes around the same time period were from a wastewater injection well, similar to the one near Michelle Garman's house.
These are wells that are drilled, in many cases, several miles deep into the ground.
Mike Brodzinski is a seismologist at Miami University in Ohio and has been studying the connection between earthquakes and oil and gas activity in the region. Sometimes he says the disposal wells are drilled into deep, ancient bedrock known as basement rock.
Because it's very old, it has had a chance to be more faulted and, in essence, build up the energy that might then be released in the form of earthquakes.
The well believed to have caused the Youngstown quakes has been permanently closed. The state has since created new regulations on injection wells. Michelle Garman says big trucks carrying wastewater still squeal into the injection well next to her house at all hours. The brine contains chemicals like benzene, a known carcinogen. Garman fears for her family.
Most of my worry is, like I said, what's going in the ground. How does it affect our health, my son's health? I mean, it is toxic, what they're putting in. I mean, that is plain and simple poison that they're pumping into the ground.
She says her concerns haven't gotten much response from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, known as ODNR, the agency with authority over the oil and gas industry. And few leaders in Vienna wanted to criticize the local company, Cleese Development Associates, that built the well next to her. But then, in April 2015, a spill. Dead fish, frogs, a turtle, a muskrat, and a sheen on the water in a pond and two wetlands. State officials found thousands of gallons of waste oil coming from another Cleese property.
People were scared. Can I drink the water? Can I bathe my children in it? Can I cook with it?
The state had Cleese shut down the injection well. The company could not be reached for comment, but Garman says that's when the community sentiment toward injection wells started changing. In late September, leaders from townships in Trumbull County in northeast Ohio gathered at the gazebo in the Brookfield Town Square. Brookfield trustee Gary Lease coached people to send letters to lawmakers in the state capital, Columbus.
This goes to the House, okay? Send it to this fella here. This goes to the Senate, okay? Strictly to them.
They want lawmakers to consider legislation that would stop more injection wells in Trumbull County, which already has 17 among the most in the state, with six more in the works. State Representative Glenn Holmes says this area doesn't benefit from these wells, so it shouldn't have to be the dumping ground for other states' wastewater.
You're coming into a community that says we do not want this in any way, shape, or form, and you're forcing it onto them. So you have the truck traffic, you have the noise, and you also have the stress and the tensions. Is this going to cause an earthquake? Is my aquifer or my well going to be polluted because of this?
Holmes has proposed two bills in the Ohio House of Representatives. One would divert more than a third of fees Ohio collects from other states' frack waste disposal to local governments. Another bill would stop ODNR from permitting any more injection wells in Trumbull County. But the Ohio Department of Natural Resources says it has strong regulations for injection wells. A spokesperson declined an interview for this story, as did the industry group, the Ohio Oil and Gas Association. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.